Every year it's the same thing. Who am I supposed to tip? How much am I supposed to give them? Is this too little? Is this too much? Karen Thomas is one of the nation's foremost experts when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, every year we have this conversation. Every year I need to do it again.
It changes every year.
Oh, my gosh. It's so stressful because you don't want to forget anyone because you don't want them to think you're not thankful and appreciative of their work.
Sure.
Right.
But you don't want to be foolish either. And you can't overspend. You've got to be, you know, practical and smart about these things. Karen, I've got my notebook out over here. I've got my pen because same thing. I need a refresher every season.
Yeah, people that you definitely have to tip, please. Who are they?
Okay, so they are your dog groomers, your hairdressers, your barbers, your mailmen, your garbage men, your teachers, maybe adult daycare. Those are on the top of the list.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, now how much am I supposed to give each of them? Because I saw a Facebook thread, Karen, and it was, how much are you tipping your mailman? And it was everywhere from $20 gift cards to $50 cash. And I was like, well, that's a big difference, a $20 coffee gift card versus $50 cash.
Well, it's a big difference when you start adding up that, you know, there's three, four, or five people that are on that list.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. Tipping is always up to the giver. So whatever amount you give is fine by etiquette standards. However, on my mailman, I give him a coffee card or a gift card. And I'll tell you why. It is against federal rules to give or the mailman or mailwoman to receive cash. So if you do that, just be careful. I always go 25, maybe 30 on the mailman. Same for my garbage man. I do the same as well.
You know, Karen, I remember us talking about this. If you are giving gifts to teachers, your kids' teachers, certain towns, certain counties, they have different rules, right? Different areas. So you should probably know the rules when it comes to, you know, taking care of your kids' teachers.
Absolutely. And what I suggest is when you're doing something for schools, check not only the policies, but you also want to make sure that you do it collectively. So say to, you know, one of the parents send out to all of the kids, say, we're going to collect $5 and give it to Mrs. Jones. Are you in? And there will be some that do not. Just skip over it. Put all of the kids on the card. It's much more appreciated when it comes from all of them.
And how about hairdressers? I know we always talk about this because I feel like that one's a big one, right? That's a big one.
Well, that's a huge one for me when you're battling grays. But what I do is I tip every single time. So here's the thing. Every time I go, I always tip my hairdresser. So I give him just a gift, a token at Christmas, because I'm tipping him every 6 weeks when I go. If you don't tip your hairdresser every time you go and you're only tipping him or her at the holidays, then I do the entire cost of a service. So my service is $160. I give him $160 on top of the service for the holidays.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to give a tip on top of tipping every single time you go. That's what I've always done.
Yeah, that's what
it's a small gift if you've tipping all the time. But again, if it's the full service, it's difficult. You got to be saving up because the holidays get quite expensive.
They sure do.
Yeah, and you know what kind of service level you're getting to and what your tipping level is. I think that, like you said, Karen, it's always about, you know, it's up to the tipper what we can give. But you know where you fall on that scale, and you know what services you're getting in exchange, too. So if you feel like you should be tipping a little bit more, maybe you should save a little bit more to make sure you can do that.
Oh, yeah, easier said than done, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Karen,
exactly.
Coming up next, we have compiled a list of ridiculous holiday etiquette questions. We have given you zero prompt on this, and we're going to rapid fire them at you to see what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong around the holidays. Sound good?
Sounds perfect. Let's go.
It's next. Rapid fire holiday etiquette questions. That's what's happening right now with Karen Thomas. She is one of the nation's foremost authorities when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, we've given you zero prep on this. You don't know what we're going to ask. We're just going to rapid fire questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, that's how the holidays go, Karen, right? You've got to be ready for this. I just caught my 19-year-old nephew drinking one of my banquet beers down in the basement. Do I have to tell mom and dad?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Can you re-gift a lamp if you like you know you have it? It's a nice lamp, but you don't really want it. Can you give it to somebody else?
Yes, you can, as long as you take away all the evidence, any tags or anything on it that indicates it was yours.
This is a big one there. The wine that is brought as a gift and the wine that is brought for the house. Your 22-year-old daughter's boyfriend just gave you a bottle of Snoop Dogg Cabernet when he walked in. Do I have to open it and share it with him?
You do not. Any gift that is given does not have to be shared when they come into the home.
You know what Snoop would say to that? Respect.
Exactly.
If carolers come knocking on your door, but you don't feel like it, and you know, like you think they're kind of annoying anyway, do you have to answer the door, or can you hide?
You can hide if your lights are off, but if your lights are on and they see you moving, you better answer the door.
Mm. Is it okay for me, Karen, to block my driveway and make guests fend for themselves on the cul-de-sac with their cars?
Absolutely. If you don't want them on your driveway, you don't want them on your driveway. That's what the street is for. It's a public road.
Karen Thomas is joining us. She's the etiquette expert, and we're rapid-firing holiday questions at her. Is monogramming for old ladies?
No, it is for anybody, but choose them wisely who you monogram for.
Mm. Your newly estranged uncle shows up with a date who's 20 years younger and might be drunk, and it's 11 a.m. Can I seat her at the kids' table?
No, she must be seated at the adult table.
Oh, no. Oh.
It'd be funnier if she sat at the kids' table.
It would be.
Yeah, and then she's hitting on your 16-year-old nephew.
Karen, can you ask for a gift receipt if somebody gets you something that's ugly and you don't like it?
You can ask for a gift receipt. You shouldn't be doing so regularly. Just thankfully, gracefully say thank you.
Oh, man. That means she would eat it. Right. Mm-hmm. It's 8:30, Karen. I want everybody out of my house. They're not picking up the hint here. How do I dismiss the guests without being rude?
You can just start yawning. You can start saying, well, I've got an early morning. Thank you all for coming. Drop subtle hints to get people out the door. Even maybe grab the coats and put them on the chair near the door.
I bought a sign last year that I hang from my fireplace that says, please leave by 9.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Is that rude, Karen? Yes or no?
That is hysterical.
I can't believe
it's funny, but it could be appropriate too.
I get tired.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish it had arms that you could move the time so you could set it for each situation.
That would be great. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a fantastic product right there.
Karen, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you as always. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.